USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The largest of more than 70 wildfires burning in the western United States has become one of the biggest in the history of the state of Oregon. The Bootleg Fire, which has been burning in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest for nearly 2 weeks, has scorched more than 280,000 acres. Firefighters say they've been able to get it 22% contained, but add that a combination of gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation on the forest floor has provided the fire with an abundance of fuel. The Bootleg Fire has so far destroyed at least 21 homes, with authorities listing more than 5,000 as threatened. And the death toll in a series of floods in Western Europe continues to rise as more than 160 people have been reported dead in Western Germany and Belgium. Days of heavy rains sent many small rivers overflowing in the region. Authorities in both countries say it may take several weeks before the full extent of the damage is known. Areas of southern Netherlands also experienced heavy flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
A king who has ruled in Africa since he was 18 years old is seeing his power threatened like never before. Mike Fortier explains.
King Mswati III in power for 35 years as Africa's last absolute monarch. The 53-year-old rules over Eswatini, formerly Swaziland in southern Africa. For the last 6 weeks, though, protesters have been calling for democratic reforms. They're upset over living in poverty while the king and his 15 wives live lavishly. The king calling the protests satanic. He's accused of using violence against protesters, at least 50 people killed, and over 150 protesters hospitalized with injuries. Security forces using tear gas and water cannons on protesters Friday, several arrested. The U.S. State Department calling for the king to exercise restraint and maintain the utmost respect for human rights. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And three of the Texas Democrats who fled to Washington, D.C. to stop Texas's controversial election reform bill have tested positive for COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Babies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Thousands attended a rally Saturday in Havana to support Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel after a week that saw the largest anti-government protests in the island nation in decades. Díaz-Canel told the crowd that hatred being espoused on social media was behind the week's protests. His government has blocked many social media platforms in the country since Sunday's uprising. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that's one way that the U.S. can help the Cuban people. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that getting open internet to the island and allowing the Cuban people to communicate with each other is vital in supporting the freedom movement.
The Biden administration should be doing everything in its power to A, do not negotiate with this regime, B, give support to those that are the leaders of this uprising monetarily, somehow get them the money they need in order to keep doing what they're doing. Third, and probably most importantly, they need to establish internet connectivity inside Cuba so that the Cuban people can communicate with themselves freely without government interference, and they can also communicate with the rest of the world. So if they go back in the streets and the Cuban government and the regime tries to crack down on them, we, the entire world, can see what the Cuban government really is all about and how they remain in power. And hopefully the opinion of the world will turn against the Cuban government, and then hopefully that will lead to change in Cuba.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.